It's the start of the picking season, and the population of Sutter County spikes as thousands of migrant farm workers come to the area to work. Take Maria Duran, for example. She's from Michoacan, Mexico, but her family comes to Marysville every summer to help in the orchards.
11 años.
She says she's been making the trip for 11 years. This arrangement can be a win-win. Farms that don't need as many workers year-round rely on the extra labor, but the challenge is housing all the families who are only here for a season. California's Department of Housing and Development has tried to come up with a solution. The state runs 24 migrant housing centers across California, with three north of Yuba City. There's one in Colusa, one in Modoc, and one in Marysville. The Marysville complex, where Maria lives, has 78 family apartments. And this subsidized center is why her family has been able to keep coming to Marysville. She says the rents everywhere else are too expensive, and she hopes it doesn't go up here too. It's only a few hundred dollars for a two-bedroom, including utilities. But you have to prove that you're a migrant farm worker to qualify. That means demonstrating that 50% of your income comes from farm work, and that you've lived at least 50 miles away from the center for 3 months or more before moving in. It may sound strict, but there are far more people that fit that criteria than there are units available.
I think this is the first year in a long time that on day one, it was full. We saw full occupancy and a waiting list.
That's Gus Becerro, the complex's director. That waiting list, he says, still has 24 people on it.
The problem is that rents are outpacing incomes. It's that simple. Rents are skyrocketing and incomes are not.
In their 2014 general plan, Sutter County roughly estimates that nearly half of the farm worker population in the rural area is without adequate housing options. Eileen Jacobs is a lawyer at the California Rural Legal Aid Society. She says that in her 13 years working in the area, she sees many farm workers trying to make do in barely livable conditions.
Some people call it unconventional housing. I think unconventional probably is a generous word when it's used to describe a field or a car or a truck or a tarp or living in the river bottoms, motels, old motels where they're doubled and tripled and sometimes 10 to a room.
Jacob says another way many find housing is through labor contractors, who often run camps to house the workers they recruit. These camps can be a great option, but there are also countless that are unlicensed and provide poor living conditions.
The Department of Housing and Community Development, they've had their state budget starved, so they can do code enforcement only on a complaint basis, and they are not regularly inspecting.
If the Department of Housing and Community Development were to do regular inspections anywhere, one would think it would be Sutter County. The area has a dark past. In the 70s, a labor contractor responsible for hiring migrants and housing them murdered 25 people, nearly all the migrant farm workers he employed. Not to imply that inspections could have prevented that, but the incident does demonstrate the vulnerability of the population, who are often new to the area or don't speak the language. Needless to say, when you ask the residents at the state-run center in Marysville, seguro, safe, is what they use to describe the place. Take Portencia, for example. This is her second year coming to the center. The houses are clean, she says. It's nice here. I feel safe. And having enough livable and affordable housing for farm workers isn't just important for them. It ensures that farms can rely on that seasonal workforce, and it helps protect the agricultural-based economy crucial to the region. For North State Public Radio, I'm Addie White in Marysville.